This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order barring undocumented immigrants from being included in the 2020 U.S. Census count. A statement from the White House press secretary says giving congressional representation and political influence to illegal aliens, people who have blatantly disregarded our laws, would be a perversion of our democratic principles. That's an exact quote from the White House press secretary. It goes on to say allowing illegal aliens to be counted for the purpose of apportionment could also create perverse incentives, such as potentially rewarding states that encourage violations of federal immigration law. The Trump administration previously has sought to use the census as a way to identify undocumented migrants. The administration said in 2018 it would include a citizenship question on the 2020 census. The Supreme Court struck down that plan last year. U.S. Space Agency astronauts Bob Behnken and Chris Cassidy on Tuesday went on their fourth and final spacewalk at the International Space Station to complete the upgrade of the station's power supply system. The spacewalk is the fourth for the astronauts in under a month and the 10th spacewalk in each of their careers. In less than 2 weeks, Behnken and fellow Commercial Crew astronaut Doug Hurley, who monitored the spacewalk from inside the International Space Station, will depart the orbiting complex in the same SpaceX Dragon crew capsule in which they arrived at the end of May. SpaceX is aiming for a splashdown off the Florida coast on August the 2nd. More on this and other stories is available at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app you can download. This is VOA News. The United Nations top diplomat for the Middle East peace process warned on Tuesday that a breakdown in cooperation between Israeli and Palestinian leadership over annexation threats is hampering the COVID-19 response. Israel has recorded more than 52,600 confirmed coronavirus cases and more than 422 deaths, while the Palestinian Authority has confirmed over 9,200 cases and 64 fatalities. The two sides have seen tensions rise as Israel's coalition government, led by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, announced in May that it plans to annex about 30% of the West Bank, including Israeli settlements and areas populated mainly by Palestinians. Movement between Israel and the Palestinian territories remains heavily restricted, and the Rafah border crossing between the Gaza Strip and Egypt has been closed since mid-May. About 2,000 Israelis rallied outside Prime Minister Netanyahu's residence in Jerusalem on Tuesday, protesting his handling of the coronavirus crisis and alleged corruption. The demonstrators marched from Netanyahu's official residence to Israel's parliament. They called on the five-term premier to step down. Israel has reimposed some restrictions after a rise in coronavirus cases. That's prompted protests by Israelis calling for better, faster, simpler state aid. A partial lockdown designed to control the spread of the virus was lifted in May. Meanwhile, Netanyahu went on trial in May for bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. He denies the charges. With the twin crises, Netanyahu's approval ratings have sunk below 30%. A new study indicates that the accelerated melting of Arctic permafrost could release as much as 40 billion tons of carbon into the atmosphere that are not previously accounted for in global emissions estimates. Permafrost is the thick layer of soil in the world's Arctic and Antarctic regions that, for centuries in some cases, have remained frozen throughout the year. It's vital to the world's climate because it stores twice as much carbon as there is in the atmosphere. The study was published this week in a science journal, Nature Geoscience. It examines how, under usual circumstances, the top layer of this frozen soil falls during the summer when plants and microorganisms spring to life. And President Donald Trump, who renewed daily briefings on the coronavirus pandemic today, said the number of COVID-19 cases is spiking across the country, and in his estimation, it will probably, these are his words, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better. The president also put in a plug for wearing masks in public to reduce the spread of the virus. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.